Hey, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We're here to report on Fan Expo Dallas Day 1. This is the recap show. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And boy, it was a day to remember.
It was a day.
We started with our mandate. We started a mandate.
So lovely.
We're in the same room.
I know.
I love when we can do this.
It's fun.
And we went to our start of day. You came over.
Yep.
We went to breakfast.
We both got the same thing, but with a little bit different.
I went with pancakes.
I went with pancakes. You went with
French toast.
But we both had eggs. Mine were over easy. Yours were over medium, but it's probably the same in the end.
Yep.
Bacon and some home fries.
Those home fries, that seasoning.
Oh, shit, it was so good. I want to go back tomorrow.
I am so down. She's going to see us, the waitress. Waitress hit on Doug.
Oh, yeah. She wanted the D, and by the D, I mean the Doug.
That works in so many ways. Yeah. I've never pieced that together until this moment. God damn it. So every time that I've been saying she wants the D.
She wants the Doug.
Fuck!
Yeah.
So we had breakfast, and then I forgot. We were going to see a movie at 11:30.
Yep.
But I forgot the tickets at the house for parking, so we had to come back here. We got it, but we still made the movie. We
went to a different theater at a different time, but it was 11:30. Went to 11:50, so not too bad.
Yeah, and we went to go see Power Rangers. Yep. We will do a full review of Power Rangers on Monday on the regular show.
Yep.
But I will say that I went in with very low expectations, and I came out really satisfied.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kev reviewed the show or the movie on our show like last week or whatever.
Right.
And he kind of said the same thing where it was like, I wasn't expecting much, and I'm going to go see the sequel. And fuck yes, I'm going to go see the sequel.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
I was fully, I cannot tell you how happy I was with this movie and surprised by it as well. So we'll get in depth on that on Monday. Tune into the show. And we'll do that.
Yep.
So let's get into the meat and potatoes of this review.
Oh, yeah.
of day one of Fan Expo Dallas. If you're not there, you should be. If you're in the DFW area, if you're in the Oklahoma area, if you're in the Austin area, drive up for the day. it's a great show to be at. If you want to meet all the stars, if you've never been there before, it's a fantastic time for the family. Will you spend as much as going to Disneyland? Or Disney World? Yes.
Yep, most definitely.
Most definitely.
Yes.
But everyone will be as happy as if you went to Disneyland.
Or pretty close.
Fairly close.
I mean, because there's no teacup ride, so.
Yeah, there's definitely no, like, well, they got cotton candy.
There's cotton candy. There's funnel cakes.
There's funnel cake.
There's hot dogs.
Pizza.
There's $4 sodas.
And $10 personal pizza. So it's just like Disney.
Yep. Hang on. There will probably be some people cosplaying as all your favorite princesses. So you good.
Yeah. And Mark Hamill's there.
Well,
you're good.
So Disney.
So go to Disney, a.k.a. Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Dallas. And we'll see you there. So it was a... Overall, my experience, I've been to many of these now, and this one is the biggest one of them all so far. It has the biggest stars.
Yeah, I would say that. It's definitely the biggest lineup that we've seen. I wouldn't say it's the biggest in size.
What beat it?
Comic-Palooza every year.
No, I'm just saying this is the biggest Dallas Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
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 In size, there's definitely
It's the same size as last year, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they're using more of some of the space downstairs for panels and stuff. I don't know. We didn't really get down there the last few years, so I can't really comment on that.
I mean, it's just, I think there's more booths. I think it's more crowded with people. I think it has more guests than it's ever been.
Yeah.
More stars than there's ever been. $600 signing sessions than there's ever been.
No one's is $600.
There's a $300 and a $300 to make it $600 if you wanted to do thing with Stan Lee. If you wanted to get breakfast with him and see a movie with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's $600.
Yeah, that breakfast is tomorrow morning. Maybe we should crash that breakfast.
Hey, motherfuckers! Yeah.
Hey, Stan, this food's definitely going to suck. Come on down to Stevie's.
Stevie's Diner.
Stevie's Diner.
It's really great. Come on down there. That's a plug if you didn't catch on.
Yeah, Stevie, pay us.
Now. Let's see.
I'll take my payment in pancakes and bacon.
All the bacon.
Yeah. I need all the meat.
If you could just bring all the meat.
I don't think you understood what I said. I said I want you to go back into your kitchen and I want you to bring out all of the meat.
There is also a Kroger down the street. If you run out, just go down the street to Kroger, buy all the bacon, bring it back and cook that as well.
Yep.
Because I want my mouth full of just juicy, delicious bacon.
Get on it, Stevie.
If I die, revive me so I can eat more bacon.
Yeah, I forgot all that stuff. Yeah, because the Mark Hamill experience was $4.99. But his stuff, again, it's almost $200 for a photo, and it's almost $200 for a...
It said $200 for a photo at the booth.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so it was $195 online when you pre-ordered, I guess. So it's $200 at the booth. Fuck.
That's not even with a professional camera. That's with your cell phone camera.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a $200 at the booth. So at his signing booth.
I didn't see him taking pictures with anybody.
Maybe because it was too much money.
Maybe because it was also... after 7:30 and he was supposed to be at his panel.
That could be as well. Guys, we're not doing photos anymore. We just sign in, we're going, okay?
Yeah, sign and get the fuck out.
We got stuff to do.
Well, and I did see that the Friday autograph thing that he was doing were for the like gold members or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may have something to do with they may have bought the packages for the signing and the photo op. They may have done the $4.99 thing. And so that may their photos may be included in the photo op sessions. So
that's true. Before we get into this and tell you what we think, we just want to let you know, no matter what we say, you should experience a con. We come at it from a different kind of perspective. We look at different aspects than what a normal person might see a con.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say that, AKA we're a little jaded at this point.
Yeah, jaded, and also we've been to many conventions at this point. And so we've seen some that have done things very well, and we've seen some that do things very poorly and continue to. I'm not necessarily speaking about Dallas Comic Con in that statement, but just we compare everything to like the best one we've been to, or you know, the things that we enjoy at other things. So when we come to these and we have, I don't want to say negative things, but jaded views on it, it's because we've been to conventions that have done it better. And there are definitely things that Dallas does right, and there are definitely things that Dallas does wrong.
Yeah. I guess that could be said though for most cons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean nobody's gonna have a perfect experience at every con.
Okay, well, real quick though. One bad thing from Comic Palooza, please.
Uh huh.
No, I'm waiting. I want you to tell me something. One bad thing from Comic Palooza.
Okay. Let's see here. I got it.
Too big.
I got it.
Okay.
I didn't have a scooter in order to get around. Also, I had to walk with our stuff for our booth.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let me into the hall from one entrance. They made me walk the entire way, and they didn't have any kind of indication of where I could go in. So that's two. So I was hurting.
Okay.
I was hurting.
It's a good thing that our booth was at the end that you had to enter from to begin with. It was at the very other side.
I know,
side.
But I walked the
which
other
you would
way.
Have done anyways.
So I walked. I was on the second floor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I walked all the way down to A.
Uh-huh.
And then I got downstairs, and the door was open. And he goes, yeah, no, this isn't where you're going to enter. I go, yeah, but this is where I can enter because our booth is in there. It's right in there.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You got to go all the way down on the other side. I go, we just came from that way.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, sorry, bud. I don't make the rules. I was like, I bet you don't.
Yeah. Clearly you don't, because you're going to let me in.
He didn't let me in.
Anyways.
Let's start with this. Let's start with what did you think of day one of Fan Expo Dallas? It's so hard to remember that shit because I'm so used to calling it Dallas Comic-Con.
Yeah. It was another Dallas Comic Con. I don't know. There's things that I like that they did this year that they hadn't done before. It felt like they had the celebrities area set up better.
Oh, way more organized.
Yeah, the fact that they took what was a bunch of dead space before where people would congregate. And I think last year there may have been tables, or 2 years ago there were tables in that area now. It's now where the photos are. And then a lot of space for the lines and for people to walk by and all that stuff. And then outside of that, then you have the internet celebrity area. And then you have the cosplayers and, like, the community area. And, like, all that set up really well. And really, you know, so it's easy to find those people that you want to get stuff signed from, take pictures with, and all that stuff. And so that's really nice. And they have these huge banners overhead also, so you can see where the fuck people are supposed to be.
Yep.
So that was nice. And then also they got Stan Lee in, like, a back corner, kind of away from everybody.
It's just the fucking Stan Lee zone.
Yeah, which is, I think, great, because he always just packs wherever he is.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice that there's an area designated for him. That's still, like, kind of in the middle of the convention, but it is in a way that's out of the way.
Yeah.
So it's not blocking aisles, and you're not going to have huge traffic jams because of it. I like that. I like that stuff, but I have some beefs with Dallas Comic Con.
Okay, save the beefs. Okay. We'll get into that. We're going to call it the beef.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? I will say this is a sad Comic Con. We have a couple icons that are making their last appearances. Stan Lee, this will be his last Texas appearance.
Quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote. We'll see.
Yeah.
He did say that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then he came. But he's getting pretty up there in age, and it was tough to see a little bit of his. We watched his panel, the last panel that he'll ever do.
Ever.
In Texas.
Yeah.
And that was a little sad. Like, it was... I'll remember that. But you could tell on stage that some things he was going blank on, and, like, it's not the same old Stan.
Yeah, we saw him 2 years ago at Alamos. 3 years ago?
Three.
Fuck, yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah, Jesus. At Alamo City Comic Con, and that was a great panel. He was on point. He was funny. He was funny today also. Really cocky. It was really funny. But also, yeah, like, he couldn't hear what the dude next to him was asking him unless he was, like, talking into his ear, so we couldn't hear what the moderator was asking, because he couldn't say to the microphone, because if we went through the microphone, then Stan couldn't hear him because it just sounded garbled because of the audio. He couldn't hear the questions from the audience because he just couldn't, it just sounded garbled. And so, like, you get the question, which then even the moderator was having a hard time understanding, so they'd ask it, like, two or three times, and then he'd whisper it to him, and then he'd answer, and sometimes the answer wasn't necessary for the question that was asked, which is fine, but it was just like, yeah, it wasn't the same as the one from three years ago at Alamo City Comic Con.
So, and then we have Adam West and Burt Ward. This is their last Texas appearance as well. And all these guys that are getting up there in age are starting to retire from the game, from the con game.
Yeah. So again, if you are not here this weekend and you've been on the fence, this is the last chance to see some of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely go see him. And Mark Hamill, that is a huge pull because he's never done a Texas con before. And I don't know the next time he'll come back.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it his first time at a Texas convention? I don't know if it is. I know it's just a rare appearance. If he has done one, it may have been in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know how far back if he has been in one, so I could be wrong about that. But it is a very rare. So if you want to see this man, then do it. I was standing about, I don't know, we were standing about 200 feet away.
Maybe not even that.
Not even that. No. Maybe 100 feet, and we're just staring at him. And we're just like, this is the man who shaped us.
Yeah. But I was telling Jared, I was like, man, like, when I went to Celebration a couple years ago, I was like 5 feet away from him. I wasn't even in line. I was standing with people in line, not even in line with them, just standing near them in line, just talking to him while they were waiting to get an autograph when he came out and stuff. It was just like, holy shit. Holy shit.
Him.
And that was around the time that episode 7 was coming out. It was right before episode 7. And so, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
He's in shape as fuck though. Like, I've never seen him, you know, cause he kind of got a belly. You know, as the years went on, but they made him work out for episode 7, and for episode 8, like, he looks slim and he just looks good.
Yeah.
No belly.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to get in that Disney, like, Disney Marvel sort of like universe, you got casted, because then they just turn you into a stud.
Hell yeah.
I mean, look at Paul Rudd. Not that there's anything wrong with Paul Rudd, but like Paul Rudd got jacked for Ant-Man for that one scene with the shirt off, and it was like, hello.
It was like,
you're
wow.
44 years old. Yes, please.
He does not look that old.
No. And Chris Pratt. They turned Chris Pratt from like tubby, stupid Andy from yeah. Parks and Rec into a fucking sex symbol.
And you know what's funny is that he can't wait to go back.
Yeah, I saw that interview. That interview where he was like,
I can't wait to be fat again.
Yeah, it's like, do you miss fat Andy or fat Chris? And he was like, oh, he's like, this is temporary.
Yeah.
He's like the second the Marvel movies are done and I'm done with that, I'll be back.
Yeah. He's like, because I remember that he talked about his wife loves the pudginess because it feels good when she lays on him. And then also he goes, you know, this won't last forever. This movie thing, it'll be over at some point.
Yeah.
And when it's over, I'll be coaching my son's little league team, and I'll be fat and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny. So this year we've seen some rare appearances, and we've seen some new ones. What surprised me today was Jessica Negri. Her booth was insane.
Well, okay. I do have a notice when we walked by, the seventh or eighth time.
Sorry, Jessica.
Yeah, I noticed that there was the line for across the aisle, like, was the snow speeder from Star Wars that you could sit in, as well as the A-Wing or whatever else was there.
Right.
So there was that line to take pictures with that was directly next to her line. So it made her line look like it was like seven times bigger than it was. But her line was just right up against her booth and to the side.
Oh.
So there was only like, there was a consistent 20 people in line for her table, but there was always a consistent 80 people in line for the pictures across the
You know line. What? That makes it look good for her.
It does. And it was just like, man, she's fucking killing it. But it's like, they're not even looking at her. They're in line for that over there because it was the...
Oh, they're looking.
I'm sure. But there's like a lot of kids and stuff too. And they're like, oh, those kids are excited because they're about to go sit in the snow speeder.
True. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I noticed, like I said, like one of the times we walked by, because I kept saying, because she was right next to Leanna Vamp, and Leanna Vamp like had fucking nobody, which is crazy because like she's got a show.
She's got a legion of followers.
Yeah. And she's got like a new show on like Travel Channel or some shit, or Chiller TV. And it's about traveling to different haunted houses. And then she's got Cosplay Melee coming out on Sci-Fi.
Yep.
Like coming out, and so it's like she's got a lot of stuff going on, and like, but
this is Jessica's first con in Texas.
I don't know. I think it's definitely her first Fan Expo. Dallas.
Fan Expo, and so people are just people. I'll say it. People are thirsty.
Yeah, they're thirsty for that.
They're thirsty for that Negri.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new cosplay people there. A lot of fun stuff. So I really enjoyed that. I didn't really get to visit a lot of booths this year, but I do see a lot of repeats, but I do see some new stuff. I can't wait to get in depth with that tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're really going to get deep into the actual con. Today, it was only from 4 p.m. until 9. We did have to eat, and then we also had to do a couple panels. So that took up a lot of time, so we didn't have a lot of time on the showroom floor. So tomorrow, you can expect us to talk a lot about the showroom floor as well.
Yeah.
So,
and all that's the different things that we saw and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So my experience so far, it's been pretty fun. We did 7 miles of walking today.
Yeah, 7 miles.
Yeah. Even it just in that short time.
Yeah.
That we were there. But overall, I was pretty satisfied with it. Like Doug, I do have some complaints.
Some beefs.
So right now, we're going to take this opportunity and we're going to point it out. We're going to point out, where's the beef? And we'll take turns. Okay. I'll bring up a point. We'll talk about it. Then you bring up a point.
Okay, go.
Go. So they had this area that's blocked off for photo ops. And they could have blocked it off a little bit better because we got yelled at because we walked on the taped area, which it could have been blocked off better. That's not my main complaint. My main complaint about it is that they had these awesome TVs with a full photo op schedule on it. And I thought to myself, man, that would be really awesome if they had an actual panels and like events, the same thing put on those TVs all around the con. And I thought to myself, why haven't they done that? A lot of different cons have done that, or they have a giant board that shows you exactly what's going on for that day. And I think Dallas can really benefit from that. I know they have an app for this was their first year with an app, which is pretty great, right?
It's been helpful. I got alerts and stuff when panels are starting and stuff like that. So it's been helpful.
Yeah.
And it's got maps and it has like a community thing where you can post pictures and stuff. So like functionality, it's great so far. I mean, yeah. I've seen people also have issues with it where it just
doesn't work.
Shuts off. Yeah. But technology, what are you going to do?
And then they have info booths and stuff, but I would like to be able to just at a glance go, okay, what's coming up next? And that would have been cool to have those TVs. It's a small little complaint, especially when we have a fucking TV in our pocket. So I don't know how much that is. It's really matters, but anyways.
Well, you say that, but I mean, like, we couldn't find the game room, and we went up to the information booth to ask where the fuck it was.
That's
and they
true.
Were like, we have an app. And it was like, yeah, I know. It's on my phone, but I saw you.
Yeah.
So it is easier to just look at a TV. And it was cool because it told you who was taking photos when and when to line up. And it would be like in an hour, in 2 hours, in 3 hours, in 4 hours, the photos start at 5 or 5:15 or whatever. So all the information was there. So you could see like, cool, I need to be in line in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I have an hour to kill.
Yeah.
And so I agree that there could have been more of that aside from that one TV over by the photo area.
What do you got, Doug?
Well, I mean, okay, I want to continue on that one just real quick because, yeah, they just taped up the floor where the lines are. And we got in there at like 4:15 or something like that. It was when we walked in. Mm-hmm. We walked in like right as they were opening the doors for the main guests to get in, or like just the general admission and stuff to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, there's no one in line. No one is starting photos till 5. And like we're walking through and someone's like, can I help you? Oh, we're just, yeah, man, we just got here. We're just kind of taking a look around. Okay, well, I need you to move.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, what? And like, and they're like, this is for photos. We need you to move.
Oh. Off the tape.
Yeah, off the tape. Oh, I didn't even see
we
that
we looked
there.
Down and we saw the tape. We're like, oh,
yeah,
we didn't even notice
didn't
the
notice
tape.
Here. Yeah, because there was no, like, there should have been, they have, like, these, the border things that they use for, like, the lines and stuff for people that are, like, the different celebrities and stuff in between.
Right.
So just get another, like, 50-foot one of those and put it out and separate the line for photos from the walkway. Your tape on the ground isn't going to be good enough. And so, like, a couple minutes later, we walk by again and they have, like, 4 people spread out along that border to keep people from walking on it. And it's just like, well, you know what helps? A fucking border. Like an actual, you don't want people walking there. So that was obnoxious. And again, it felt a little hostile with that person like coming at us like
a little
that.
Bit, a little bit, a little bit.
Let's see.
Oh, no, back and forth, back and forth.
That was still going off yours.
Yeah, but that was kind of yours.
Fuck you, whatever.
Okay.
Go.
I'm sure you're going to have
I have a few.
You have a few. Just calm down.
I was really ready.
Okay, so my other one is that at all the other cons that we've been to, at every single event that is a panel, there's always a small press section that we can get into, so that way we can get some high quality photos for the website and to promote that show. This time there were no press sections of any kind. They were like, well, you just go in with the general admission. I know it's kind of shitty for me to complain about getting into a show for free. I get it. But we're there to do a job. And most shows have a area where the press can set up and, you know, do a job. So this time I didn't do it. And then she said, if all seats are filled, you have to leave. There's no standing room. And because of the fire codes, and that's fine. I mean, that's understandable. But, I was just a little disappointed with that. And then press wasn't allowed to get into the Mark Hamill event because they were charging $20 for it, and they don't cover that for press either. So we couldn't cover that unless we paid as well.
Yeah, their press thing did say like we can't guarantee you a spot in a ticketed event. I mean, it's like it depends on the event or whatever if you can get in or not, if it's ticketed or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it was. I completely agree, and that's gonna lead in, I guess, to my complaint, where it's just I feel that Fan Expo / Dallas Comic Con / who the fuck ever don't know what to do with press. You know, it was like, well, we're okay. You know, they give us a press packet. They show you the things that you can do. And I swear to God, hold on. Is your bag in here?
No.
Fuck. That Mark Hamill thing is on their fucking press tip list. It was like a panel. It was like a panel you should check out. So the fact that like we get there and they won't let us in because we didn't buy a fucking ticket and we have press passes is a fucking absurd to me. Also, and this goes into the whole problem with them selling tickets to panels. It's fucking bullshit. If your people are already spending $185 for 3-day VI or premium passes or whatever it is, like, no, they get into that panel. Like, because you don't give them a lot else. The fact they have to go spend another $20 for a fucking ticket is absurd. And, like, again, our job as the press is to report on your event and to report on the things that happen at your event. And so it's one of those, yeah, there's probably people in there that had press passes or have blogs or YouTube channels that were in there and they can report on the things that happened, but they're, you know, it's... We have press passes. You gave us press passes to do a job, to cover your event, to help promote your event. And then you don't let us do our fucking job because, well, you didn't buy a ticket. No, you go fuck yourself. Like, it's so, no, not the con, but just that attitude of you can't get in because you didn't buy a $20 ticket at a convention, at a panel at our convention is a fucking absurd to me. And he has another panel on Sunday with Kevin Conroy that's free. And it's just, like, we'll probably be able to get into that unless there's no room.
Right.
But, yeah, we got into the Stan Lee one. It was like, you can take pictures at the beginning, and then after it starts, you need to sit down. And it's just, like, that's not what press do. That's literally, like, you have photographers that take pictures of the events, and they post them to their websites to help promote your event and to help promote the person that's talking and their projects that they're doing. Like, we're not only working for you here, you know, we're working for ourselves, but we're also working for the celebrities that are coming out here to promote whatever the fuck they're promoting. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's the job of the press, and it's like, they don't understand that, and they think that everything is just about money, and that's my biggest problem with Fan Expo, is this fact that they have $4.99 for a photo op, autograph panel thing for Mark Hamill. The fact that there's a $300 breakfast with Stan Lee in the morning. Like, while that's cool, like, that's... It's absurd. It's like all these fucking add-ons for stuff, and it's way overpriced. We talked about when we went to New York Comic Con how you should have the ability to buy, because they have the wristbands, which is another thing we'll talk about at some point. But like, you have the ability, they should give you the ability when you buy your tickets to, you know, you want to spend an extra $20 and you can get, or $5 or $10, whatever, you can get the wristband to get in. I'm kind of fine with stuff like that when you buy your ticket in advance, but like, just, I don't know. It's fine when it's general admission in the public and stuff. But again, like, New York Comic Con, they designated 40 seats in every panel for press, no matter what the fucking panel was. Whether it be the Lego Batman game, or if it was the Walking Dead panel, or whatever, the press were always there. When we were at Star Wars Celebration, I saw the Peter, whatever his name is, from Slash Film, with his press badge, just walking into every panel that he could, because that's what he's there for. It's his job. And I know we're not Slash Film, but... That was with that with everybody. It's absurd to me. Mm-hmm. It's just that, and that's been my problem with them from the beginning of our relationship with Dallas Comic Con. And I say this, and I know they'll probably won't give us press passes next year, but it's just, we go to Comic Palooza, they hand us a press packet, they ask if we need a media buddy. They ask if we need someone to go walk around with us and take us where we need to do, or, you know, there are people who are super helpful who we can and cannot take pictures of, who we can and cannot talk to. And then panels are no big deal. They let us in 5 minutes before the panel starts to make sure that we get to the press section first, because they let the press get in, get seated, press don't come in, more people get in. And they don't do that here. And then they don't let you in at all. It's absurd.
Yeah. I agree with you. There's definitely some frustrations there. I'll play the good cop. We love you.
No, and I, Fan again, Expo. Yeah, we didn't, We didn't pay for passes. That's fine. Like, I understand that there's... I don't want to go to breakfast with Stan Lee in the morning. I understand you're feeding people and all that stuff. We were able to get into the Stan Lee panel. That's great.
Right.
But the fact that we didn't buy a $20 ticket for a Mark Hamill thing, again, especially when, like, Star Wars Celebration is in 2 weeks, and he is doing, like, 3 panels there, and you don't have to pay extra to get in, no matter your ticket level. Like, it's not that, I don't even think it's Mark Hamill that's charging this. It's the convention, and that bugs me. And it's just, it's a cash grab, it feels like. And I'm again, I know Dallas Comic Con doesn't want to hear this, especially since we were supposed to, as part of our press, share with them the stuff that we released. But if you guys want your convention to be better and you want people to come to your shows and enjoy your shows, there's things that you need to fix. And press presence and how you treat the press is a huge way to help get the word out. And people, I would be singing a different tune if you treated us differently.
Well, not only that, I think charging $20 on top of how much is it for a weekend pass?
$85.
I think charging $20 on top of $85. So if you, I said this 3 years ago when this first started, this whole thing first started, when it was an evening with Kevin Smith. And I said, okay, I understand that he's doing a show there, but you've already paid to get in, and every panel should be open to the people who paid $80 to get in. And this is what I found was kind of absurd, was that I told you this at the show when I was looking at the lines. There's a platinum level. There's a premium. There's a premier.
VIP.
VIP.
Yeah.
Then there is a gold, a silver.
Yeah.
And then finally general.
Yeah, and that's how they let people in and stuff. Which again, it's fine. There are people that pay
that's
for
fine,
the VIP
but,
and stuff
but,
like that, but.
But there's so many different levels of getting money out of people. But then you also charge on top of that.
Yeah.
And I think that you paying over $200 to get into something should allow you into it. Like,
yeah,
without paying. And so that's the way I feel about all that kind of stuff. I feel like they're kind of taking advantage of people because people want to meet their heroes.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, I think that, okay, so VIPs, I'm sure they're the people that drop like $600 or whatever for the pass. They probably get into that panel. I'm sure
get that, the premier seating and
yeah. And then there's like the gold and the silver. I think that is the level of, like, I think those get you in the panel too. I think that has to do with like the Mark Hamill live experience thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that gets you into that also. But like premium, the premium passes are $129 for a 3-day pass. And we talked to two people outside that wanted to get into that, but they were unable to buy tickets to the Mark Hamill panel or didn't or whatever. And so that would have been, and they had premium badges, and that would have been another $20 per person on top of that for them to get in. So that would have been $140.
And they've already paid the $120 for the premium. Then they're paying $200 for a photo op with Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
So they're up to $320 so far. And then they've got their hotel costs. They said that they spent almost $1,000 in hotel.
Yeah, and then they were going to spend the other $120 or whatever it was to get something to stay from Stan Lee.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I understand, like, they're signing. But, yeah, at that point, like, these people are spending so much money. And I get it. Like, every con is super expensive. I mean, Mark Hamill's stuff is $200, $250 at Celebration. It's going to be fucking expensive just because of who he is. But yeah, to charge an additional $20, and then on top of that, not to let your press in, like, it's just, it's absurd to me. This is the only convention I've gone to and worked as press where the press gets shit on. And I hate to say it, because every other convention's been super awesome about it and let us in almost everywhere. The only other time I can think of where the press were not allowed in something was that dance party at Texas Frightmare Weekend 2 years ago.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, no.
No, we don't allow press into the dance party after 9. It gets raunchy. And we're like, okay, that's fair.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, I'll go put my camera up. Like, we just want to go dance.
Can we go dance? We love dancing.
But... So that being said, I love you, Dallas. Call Comic-Con. Please let us have press passes next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the thing it's funny because it's just like, oh, poor us.
I know it is. It's the I'm playing the smallest fiddle in the world or whatever.
Right.
It's just the oh poor me. Like it's just not about that, because I know that if they're doing it to us, they're doing it to every other press that's there, except for probably the Dallas Observer.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, WFAA or whatever, like the news channels.
Those can get in.
Those can get in. And, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. Again, before we saw Stan Lee, there was a bunch of other press people coming up, like, asking the same questions we are. Like, when can we get in? Is there a press section? Where can we set up our stuff? And they're telling them, like, you can't set up your stuff. You can take pictures at the beginning, up close. You can position or at the very back. But there's no walking around. There's no standing in the aisles. There's no on any of this stuff, because at that point,
you know,
you're blocking
stuff. I still did it.
Yeah.
I still went up there. I was like, I'm doing my job. I walked right up to that fucking stage,
yeah.
knelt down, and I got my photos. And then I got out of there, but I was like, I'm not sitting through this and not getting some photos.
Yeah, I mean, the Stan Lee thing at Alma City Comic Con, Nick and I ran, like, up into the, like, the pit up in front of the stage in front of, like, everybody. I mean, it wasn't... There's a bunch of press people up there, and it was what they were doing. They would walk up there, they'd get up into this like pit area out of the way of all the people in the audience, and they would take pictures from 5 feet away from Stan Lee while he was doing a panel. And it was like that for all the panels,
mm-hmm.
and it was no big deal. Like, you walk in, you walk down there, you kind of sneak down there, you take your pictures, and you get out.
Yeah.
And it was just none of that. I don't know. I guess it's all about the fans, and then maybe the fans don't like it. I don't know. It's just, again, we have a job, and they just make it really hard to do our job.
Yeah. And that's from our perspective. Obviously, if you're a fan, you're going to have a different experience than us.
Yeah. Remember, we're coming at this completely different than most people.
Yeah, we said that before. I just want to make that aware because we spent a lot of time on that. So just that's our perspective, and you're going to have a much different experience than we are. So, do you have any more beefs, or should we go to something more positive?
My one last beef. The other conventions that we've been to have utilized their space better than I feel that Dallas Comic Con has utilized theirs. It has gotten better this year, but you know when they're in what sees DC,
we are packed like sardines.
There's no the aisle spaces are like 5 feet across. And tomorrow, Saturday, when there's 40,000 people crammed in there, you're not gonna be able to walk. And that's why like tomorrow is going to be rough. Because there's not going to be a lot of space.
I just don't want a sweaty human being rubbing against me.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. And it's just like they have two other halls that they're barely using. We could see where people were walking in.
They definitely need to open up one more hall.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they need to. I think what they need to do is that the very first year they were there, they're up an E or whatever, which is the one that's kind of elevated. And that has the ramp down, and that's where that first
right.
year is it's a pretty good size hall. Up there is where you set like your entrance. You make people walk all the way down there. They enter there,
mm-hmm.
or they pick up their tickets or whatever. They go in through D at that point, and like at that point you're in the convention, and that because they use D right now, but D right now is just that's where they enter and they walk through some and they line up in there, and then they're allowed to enter into C, B, and A mm-hmm. or whatever. And it's just like you're wasting so much space. You are losing so much space by having these like three unused halls right now,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't advertise all the stuff that's happening downstairs in like the panel rooms. Like unless you're going to a panel and you know it's down there, like you just could miss it completely. And I don't know, like Comic Palooza has three stories, or technically two, because the third one's where you do it, but it's where you do all your tickets and stuff. But they utilize the entire ground floor for the showroom space and the autographs
and they could
and stuff.
They could condense it.
They could.
But they allow like 20 feet of space in aisles.
Yeah, there's so you're not running into people. You're not.
Now I know why Dallas does it. They do it for when they take photos. It looks like it is jam fucking packed.
Yeah, I guess, but it's just you could have so much more room for that photo thing where you don't have people walking through your photo lines. You know, it's going to be a nightmare tomorrow when there's people trying to take pictures of cosplayers such as ourselves and you're blocking walkways or you know because there's not they don't really have a space set up this year for where to take pictures of cosplayers. That first year again you had that area where the ramp was that kind of lent itself to a good place to take cosplay photos. There was a pretty good size gap in between the vendors and the celebrities,
mm-hmm.
and
that's where all the cosplayers hung out to get photos.
And this year I think this year it's going to be outside where all the food and stuff is out in that big the big walkway.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
And because it's just the only place where there's any sort of room and where you can avoid people.
And the lighting out there is just not that
it's
good.
It's garbage. I mean, like during the day it's fine because it's all natural light, but like it got dark outside and there was like barely any lights on in there. It got really like mood lit. It was really weird. But that's my complaint. I think that they could utilize every single hall in that building. They could really open this con up. They could give themselves way more space. They could bring in more stuff. They could have more space for their celebrities. They could do a lot more. And make a lot more space and make people more comfortable so they don't feel like they're being crammed in and like sardined into this building. Mm-hmm. And luckily we're there, it's earlier this year, so it's not in the middle of like July or
where it's so hot.
Where it's so hot, yeah, it's 103 degrees outside. So you got sweaty people who've walked a mile from their car to get in, and then they're crammed inside of this building where they're again just pressing up against bodies. So I mean, that'll be nice tomorrow when it's raining.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But that's my last beef. I think it's just they okay. could utilize their space a lot better.
Let's get a little positive.
Okay.
Let's name off a couple favorite things so far this year that you've seen on day one.
Oh man. Oh no, the pizza was good.
Yeah, the pizza was really good. If you're going, you should definitely check out the pizza.
The pizza place. Oh, we say to check out the pizza place, but please don't. Because I don't want it to be busy when we go get pizza tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah, we don't. we want to eat that pizza.
I do. You know what? One, it's a random beef. Okay.
We're done with the beef.
Wild Bill's Soda.
Oh, yeah.
Love them. They've been at the conventions for the past, like, 3 or 4 years now. You buy this awesome, like, tin mug, and they used to have, like, it would be, like, root beer cream soda, a grape soda, an orange soda, and like a diet version of like root beer or something like that. And they were delicious. They had their own like own sodas and stuff. And yeah, you spend like $15 on the cup. You fill it up with whatever soda you want. And then like you can bring the cup back to the next convention that they're there. And you only pay like $5 or whatever for the refill. And so on and so forth. And this year we noticed they don't have their sodas.
They have just the convention hall soda.
Yeah, they have Dr. Pepper. They have IBC root beer. They have
RC Cola.
RC Cola. They have 7-Up. And they have like Sunkist or
Crush.
Whatever. Crush or whatever. And so we were like, I was like, fuck yes, let's go get some Wildville soda. Hell yes, I'll drop the $15 and buy a new cup. I don't care. I'm down. Let's do it. And I like in line and I'm like, shit, that says Dr. Pepper. RC? IBC? What the fuck? Like, okay, let's go find another one. Maybe it's just this one. Nope, same thing. And so then we go to get a pizza, and I'm looking in the vending machine or like or where they have their sodas, Dr. Pepper, RC, 7-Up, Crush. I was like, that's all the fuck they sell here. Like they don't have their own soda anymore. They're only selling, I guess, what the convention sells.
Yep. I think that's different. I think if you go to Irving Convention Center, you get all their stuff.
I think so.
I think Dallas is just like, oh, we got our own vendor. So.
Well, we have a license to sell these products here, and we can't sell anything else.
That's all we're going
to
sell.
And that is... I get it. It's just such a bummer when Wild Bill's is so good. I literally was telling one of my coworkers who's never had it before, I was like, spend the $15, get some Wild Bill's soda.
And now he's going to do it, and you're going to be like, womp womp.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't see their soda. All I saw was Dr. Pepper and IVC. I'm like, no, listen, I swear, they have their own thing. They just don't do it here.
It is the most delicious. Like, their grape soda, I've never tasted grape soda like this. It is so good.
Yeah, even their root beer is really good. I'm not a huge root beer fan, so. But it's real good. And they have that cherry cola, the black cherry cola. Oh, my God. Oh my god!
You want to go get some soda after this?
I think actually, yeah. I think Sonic's open for another 2 hours.
What else? What else can we talk about? Some positives here. I think it's a pretty good con this year. I think they've got some really great things. They got a whole setup for Rick Grimes.
The cosplayer.
Cecil
Grimes or whatever his name is. Yeah, it's not his last name, real last name, but he won the Walker Stalker Con, like, lookalike contest, cosplay contest thing a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of made a career off of it. And now he's there with, like, this huge, like, you could take a photo with him and this Daryl Dixon lookalike, yeah. And, like, with zombies. And then they have, like, a school bus photo op thing that they've got going on.
It's real crazy.
It's pretty impressive. I'm kind of sad that they don't have. Remember when we went and they did that the VR trailer thing? Yeah. They don't really, I haven't seen anything cool like that this year.
I haven't seen that either.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something positive about it. I obviously enjoy going to the convention. It's always fun to see just all the stuff that's there and all the celebrities, and it's the lineup this year is fucking killer.
Yeah, that's a positive.
So
that is
good.
That is unbelievable. You could just stand in the celeb area for hours, just staring and going, I don't know what to say to that person, but yeah. I would say things like, you are my hero, but they've already heard that.
Yeah, I mean, like today we're just like, oh shit, Meatloaf. Like, holy shit, there's, you know, like, there's Mark Hamill.
There's Troy Baker.
Yeah, there's Nolan North. It was crazy. And then, like, there's more people showing up tomorrow, like Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead are going to be there tomorrow. Adam West and Burt Ward. Like, and there's like, we're going, where the fuck are they putting them?
Yeah.
Like, there's, I don't know where their tables are going to be.
Because they're going to draw a lot of attention.
Yeah. Jason Isaacs there with his beefy bodyguard.
Alan Tudyk is there.
Alan Tudyk's going to be there. Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out. Fun. We're going to wrap this up. Come all weekend long. It's a great show, despite us being babies.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind spending some extra money for the panels that charge for it, do it.
Yeah.
Almost all the other panels are free. It's just they have some that you have to buy a ticket for, which seems a little unfortunate, but that's the way they're doing it. But everything else, you pay the ticket price, you get in, you can do whatever you want. You can buy stuff, enjoy the cosplayers, see your favorite celebrities, you can have fun, you can meet new people. We've met a lot of great people today. That's probably one of my favorite things, was meeting people. It was awesome.
Yeah. All right, and so until tomorrow, we're going to do another wrap-up show. Be on the lookout tomorrow as well, because we're going to drop a ton of cosplay photos on the website. You can also follow us on Instagram, and also on the website. It has all the links, Twitter and all that. We're dropping a whole bunch of updates through there. So at the 8-Bit Geek, do all that.
Yeah.
And come see us.
Our Instagram is 8-Bit_Geek.
Yeah, you're going to find two 8-Bit Geeks on there because,
Instagram's terrible.
Yeah.
They won't let us back in our old account, so we had to create a new one. So right now it's at 8-Bit_Geek.
Yep, he knows. He knows that. I'll drag it on. We'll have a conversation about 20 minutes of how they won't let us back into that account. Anywho, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Do 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 do